It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Welcome back, everyone. Long time no talk. Nate Lull and Israel Lormer with you here on WCDO. It's the MAC Boys Championship Contest live from Binghamton University. It's the Delhi Boys. They are the 3 seed in the MAC tournament, taking on the top seed, the Walton Warriors. Walton comes in 17-2. Delhi comes in at 12-7. It should be a fast-paced, up-and-down game here, Iz.
Especially from Walton's point of view, they love to press you and try to get turnovers and do that. I was thinking about it on the way down here. It's bizarro world. Usually this is a football matchup that you'd see. You won't necessarily see it in basketball, but it's the bizarro world this year.
That's right. That's right. Both these teams, big-time rivals, whether they're playing football, basketball, badminton, checkers.
Tiddlywinks.
Yeah, I think Walton Delhi is always a lot of fun. It's the Chambers O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Walton Boys head coach Dave Gardepi. And again, if you're just turning on the radio, you want to know the girls' score earlier tonight. Well, just a couple minutes ago, it was BG winning the MAC championship over Delhi 48-40. So again, we'll take a break. We'll hear from Walton head coach Dave Gardepi when we come back. For Israel Lormer, I'm Nate Lull. It's the boys' MAC championship coming up on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Hi, this is Mike Lang from Sydney Auto Body. My wife, Lori, and I are honored to have the opportunity to continue Sydney Auto Body's proud tradition of exceptional service for the Tri-Town area and beyond. After 26 years of working closely with the Thomas family, I am confident you will experience the same honest, dependable service you're accustomed to. Nobody takes more pride in their work, and no vehicles leave our shop until it's thoroughly inspected. Quality work from experienced professionals, that's Sydney Auto Body at 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney. If you're in need of our services, stop by or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Nate Lull here with you on WCDO as we get you set for the Boys MAC Championship between Delhi and Walton. And we're joined now by Walton Boys head coach Dave Gardepi. Coach, thanks for taking a few minutes for us.
You're welcome.
Coach, first off, before we talk about the championship game, let's go back to a wild and crazy victory in double overtime of your semifinal contest against Sydney. Can you take us through the emotions of that game and how it affected you and you guys came out on top?
Yeah, it was a tough game, Bob. Sydney was just coming down and they were playing a great ball game. And we could not stop them. And they were moving the basketball. And then our crowd got into it in the fourth quarter and the flow kind of went our way a little bit. And then thought we had a chance before overtime, missed it. And then overtime, the back and forth, and second overtime, we just came out and made some plays. I'm very proud of my team that they hung in there, being down 12 points with 3 minutes to go in the game and fight all the way back. It was pretty amazing, emotionally, up and down.
That was going to be my next question, was what does it say about the character of this group of guys? They seem like a special group, that they're able to weather the storm and come back and get that win.
They're a really resilient team. They work together so well, and that's the one thing I've coached these kids back when they were in seventh grade, the seniors, and they're a great bunch of kids to get along with and to coach, and they're always upbeat and ready to go, so that's the nice part about them.
That's another thing I wanted to ask you about. Seems like this core group has been together for a long time, and do you feel like this is the payoff now for them working together for all these years?
The core group of this group has together all summer long. They travel to AAU. They're always playing basketball. So their love of the game is really, and the work that they put in, they're really showing this year.
What would it mean to the Walton community
community as we look forward to the MAC championship game here against Delhi. For you guys to bring home a MAC championship, your first appearance in this game in a while, and just what it would mean to the school, the players, the coaches, the community.
It's a big thing because, like you said, we haven't been here in a while, and the kids have worked so hard for it, and the crowd is, the fans have come out and supported them, the village has. It would be a great honor and reward the kids for all the work that they put in.
A lot of fun to see a Walton and Delhi kind of rivalry in the MAC championship here. What are some of the things that Delhi brings to the table that you guys need to be prepared for?
First and foremost, they have one of the best inside players in the league, and Nate Kraft. He is just a beast inside. And then they have the point guard Aloisio. He's a tremendous athlete, and they've got some good wing players. It's a good team, well coached. And Walton-Delhi has always been a tight game back and forth since I've been here. So,
Coach, one of the guys that I'm always impressed with when I watch your team is Alex Tweedy. He also, from my outsider perspective, looks like he might be a big leader for you guys. Can you talk about the hard work that he puts into his game, what he brings to the floor?
Alex is a leader of this team. He's been on the team for 4 years. He's been up with me since he was a freshman, and it's nonstop work for Alex. He's trying to improve himself every year to get better on every area, and the kids really respect him for that, and they really listen to him.
And who are some of the other guys that you think, you know, have stepped up this year? It seems like when I look at your box scores, it's very balanced. You could have Jacob Beach, you know, Shane Merwin, Gavin Griffin, Dylan Jacob is fantastic to watch handle the ball. Some of these guys that have stepped up and what they've done for the team.
Oh, that's what I've tried to stress to my team this year. It's not just one player, it's all of us. So if one guy has a bad night, anybody can step in and pick up the team. And that's happened this year where each and every one of them guys have been a leading scorer for us in different games. So from a coaching standpoint, that's hard for other coaches to say, we're going to take away player X and the rest of the team can pick him up. So that's a hard thing to match up and say we're going to eliminate one player. So that's nice for a coach.
My last question here with Walton boys head coach Dave Gardepi. Coach, just a couple of keys you might tell your team as you prepare to take on Delhi in the league championship.
To play with energy, that's our biggest thing. If we come out with lots of energy and are boxing out and running the court, when we're up and down, we seem to be at our best. So that's why I would say energy and just enjoy the game.
Walton boys head coach Dave Gardepi. Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck against Delhi in the championship game.
Thank you very much.
This is Nate Lowell. Stay tuned. We'll have more of the MAC Boys Championship coming up on CDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Rabido Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Rabido at 1-855-Rabido.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich has $1, $2, and $3 menus. There are a wide variety of selections for just $1, $2, or $3. And for a limited time, the Grand Mac and Mac Jr. are back. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's serve breakfast all day long, 7 days a week. And the drive-thru is open all night Friday night and till 1 a.m. on Saturday night. So whether you want to select from the $1, $2, or $3 menu, want to try the Grand Mac, or want breakfast at 7 p.m., just stop by McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney or South Broad Street in Norwich.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull and Israel Lorimer with you on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. Our web stream tonight is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. Let's go through our starting lineups here first. For the one seed here tonight, 17-2 overall, the Walton boys.
Walton's going to be your home team here in the white. Number one, Jacob Beach, a senior. Hits the boards hard, very good player. Number four, Shane Merwin. He's also a senior. Alex Tweedy in the spot there, one of their leaders. He's a senior. Dylan Jacobs, who's really their floor leader in general at point guard. He's a sophomore. And then 33 Gavin Griffin, who's big inside.
On the other side for Delaware Academy, they're in the road maroon uniforms tonight with the white trim. They start with sophomore guard number two, Tyler Bruce, as well as senior guard number four, Christian Aloisio, one of the fastest, most explosive players locally or in the MAC. Freshman number 10, Alex Haight, as I think really Bruce and Haight have come a long way this year and are going to be tough here tonight for Walton to deal with, as well as number 12, junior Connor Akins, who's really come into his own this year and starting to be a very smooth basketball player. And the big fella inside, the senior, number 40, Nate Kraft, for head coach Warren Kelly. I'm interested to see how this goes. Both teams went through an absolute world war to get through the semifinals to get here tonight. What do they have left in the tank? How does Walton stop Nate Kraft? And how does Delhi stop the fast break of Walton? All things I've been thinking about.
Well, those are the things that both these coaches are going to try to do. Obviously, from Gardefee's standpoint, is to try to neutralize Kraft inside, try to put the pressure on some of these younger players that are playing, and vice versa for Kelly is you just can't give them those easy baskets because they will make it hurt, and they'll make it hurt fast, and they can score an absolute bunch.
Yeah, with this big floor here at the BU Event Center, they'll be able to get up and down and really use that breakout speed that they have. We heard from Walton head coach Dave Gardefee during our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, and we'll hear from Warren Kelly, head coach for Delhi, at halftime. So we'll get you set here. Walton's in the home white uniforms, as Izzy said, with the orange and the black trim. We're set to go, and we'll keep you updated on the Delaware League Boys Championship game, which is going on right now. They just ended the first quarter with the score South Courtright 14, Margaretville 4. So in the past, we've always had a chance to do the Delaware League Championship games. We couldn't this year. It's the same night as the MAC, so trying to keep everybody updated. As I'm sure a lot of people that are here curious about that game and vice versa, because really, I mean, Route 10 well represented between Courtright, Delhi, and Walton, all having very good teams make it to the championship game for boys basketball.
Interesting matchup again here between one of the better C's in Section 4 and one of the better D's in Section 4. Won't see each other after this, but probably will, I would assume, play a couple games in the playoffs.
Yeah, Walton, the top seed in the Class C Section 4 bracket. Delhi earns the 4 seed in the D bracket. And we're underway. Walton wins the opening tip. They go right to left on your radio dial. Here is Dylan Jacob at the top of the key. Looks like Delhi is going to come out and a little man-to-man perhaps as Gavin Griffin takes it down low. Nate Kraft, boy, looked like maybe he was going to pick up an early foul, but he avoided the contact, and the shot was off. Delhi back up the floor. Left side here for Alex Haight. It's tipped out of bounds by Dylan Jacob, and one of his signature moves, diving into the crowd to try to steal a ball. Goes almost into the scorer's table, but just saves himself back in play.
Tenacious defender.
looks like a little 2-3 zone here. Very active on the wings with Merwin and Dylan Jacob for Walton. Scoreless here, 30 seconds into the Mac Boys Championship contest tonight on CDL. Ball knocked out of bounds by the very tall and lanky Jacob Beach.
They play a zone very reminiscent of Syracuse as far as the wings come way out. They extend way up. It's not a passive 2-3 zone.
So Delhi will get the ball in. Again, we're about 40 seconds in. Scoreless between Delhi and Walton in the Boys MAC Championship game. Delhi with the basketball, top of the key, Tyler Bruce. Left side, Christian Aloisio. Aloisio finds Bruce, deep three with the shot clock winding down off the back of the rim. No good, ball is loose. Delhi comes up with the freshman, Alex Haight. Into the corner, Aloisio steps back, couldn't pull the trigger, goes back to Haight, straight away three, gets the shooter's touch to go. They'll say it was a two for Alex Haight as his foot was right on the line. 2-0 lead for Delhi, 6:50 to go in the opening quarter. It is loud in here. The Walton student section bringing some noise. The Delhi fans behind us at center court also very loud. Walton with the ball. Here's Merwin. Straightaway three for him. Short. Akins with the rebound. Good start here for Delhi. Akins up the floor. Gets through traffic. Had it stripped, and here comes Walton looking to run. Dylan Jacob down the right side of the floor. Stops. Goes to Tweedy on the left side. He takes it right at Nate Kraft. Has to kick it back out. Here is Beach. Straightaway three. This one rims out, and Kraft with a rebound. Quick outlet pass. Boy, a fast-paced opening quarter with the score Delhi 2, Walton nothing. 6:15 to go first quarter. And I think they'll say it was a carry there on Connor Akins.
Interesting that Delhi would want to try to run with Walton. I don't know if that's a long-term game for
right.
them.
Right. Walton just loves to get out and run. And speaking with Coach Kelly, he said, you know, they just run so fast, they'll put up 10 points in layups on you in the blink of an eye. You got to be careful. Here's Tweedy, gets in the paint. Shot is short. Rebound for Alex Haight. Delhi hitting the glass hard in the opening quarter. 2-0 lead for Delhi. 5:55 to go first quarter. Delhi goes down low for Nate Kraft. He gets tied up here with Dylan Jacob, and we've got a jump ball between Jacob and Nate Kraft. Those two exchanging some words after that gets tied up, and no love lost between Delhi and Walton.
A couple of glances. No, those were Valentine's.
Yeah. So Delhi will inbound the basketball. They'll go to the top of the key here for Alex Haight. Still a 2-0 lead for the Bulldogs over the Warriors. 5:45 to go first quarter. Here's Haight. Left side, Aloisio for three. Left it short. And a rebound for Walton. Dylan Jacob ahead for Shane Merwin. Delhi paying special attention, making sure they get back in transition defense. Here's Gavin Griffin, the big fella from downtown. That rims out. Tweedy with the rebound. Tosses it up and in. First basket of the night for the Walton boys. Goes to Alex Tweedy. And we're tied up two apiece with 5:20 to go in the first quarter.
Great job crashing the boards to get that.
Aloisio, right side, now looking for Haight. Interior pass to Connor Akins. He's given up some size in there. Dishes off for Kraft. His jumper is good. Nate Kraft, who joined the 1,000 Career Point Club earlier this season, gets his first basket tonight. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Delhi 4, Walton 2. Gavin Griffin, top of the key. The big fellow again finds Alex Tweedy. Right side of the floor for Shane Merwin. Now back to Beach. Beach off a screen, kicks out into the corner. Gavin Griffin for three, gets the shooter's roll to go, and Gavin Griffin hits a three-pointer, gives Walton their first lead at 5-4.
That's the other thing. Everybody on their team will shoot a three-pointer. Everyone. I think the coach would shoot one if he got a shot.
4:30 to go in this opening quarter. Haight with a long two from the right side. It's off the mark. And back up the floor, Walton with the rebound. Here is Beach, and a reach-in foul on Connor Akins. With 4:25 to go in the first frame. Walton 5, Delhi 4. Fun start to this one. Up and down and a quick pace here is.
Delhi, you mentioned this already. Delhi's doing a real nice job of getting back in transition. They're going to have to continue to do that on this big court.
And I'm sure that was hammered into their heads in practice this week by head coach Warren Kelly. He did not want to let Walton get out and run. You know, they're going to get their points, but got to try to limit it. Here's Dylan Jacob, takes it to the rim, and the shot is up and in. Not sure how he got that circus shot to go, but it's Walton 7, Delhi 4.
Well, that was a pretty fabulous take right there.
Left side here for Tyler Bruce. Bruce with an interior pass for Nate Kraft, and he's fouled down low. And you can tell Nate Kraft has this look on his face like, give me the ball tonight, and I'm going to try to put this team on my back. He had 30 in the semifinal victory at UV, and he's going to need that type of performance again here tonight for Delhi.
Fouls against Gavin Griffin could add up quickly, and then who guards Kraft after that? That could be a question.
Kraft at the line. First shot is good for the senior, Nate Kraft. Interesting fact about his 1,000 points, he didn't hit a single three-pointer, so they all came on twos. Kind of old school for Nate Kraft.
You expect him to have one or two in an end
of the
game.
Yeah, just somewhere in there, right?
Maybe you'll have one tonight.
Kraft's second shot is no good. Rebound, and Walton's up the floor. It's Walton 7, Delhi 5, 3:55 to go first quarter. Here's Dylan Jacob. A reverse layup is up and in for Dylan Jacob, and he has 4 points. 3:45 to go first quarter. Walton 9, Delhi 5.
He does a great job of changing speed. He's going fast. He slows up. The defender stops, and he blows by him.
Here's Tyler Bruce, finds Christian Aloisio to the right side for Connor Akins. Again, they pound it inside. Nate Kraft, turnaround, baby hook, up and in for Kraft. And he's got 5 points, and he is not afraid to go right at Gavin Griffin.
That might have been a foul as well. He did go straight up, so they'll let him play, and that's going to be interesting if the officials let these two teams play like that.
Walton 9, Delhi 7. It could get physical very fast if that's the case.
Very quickly.
3:15 to go first quarter. Here's Tweedy. Pump fakes, up and under, and good for Alex Tweedy. He gets it to go. He's got 4 points. We did a game earlier this year over in the Lawrence tournament. He hit 6 three-pointers in a row, and he was just on fire. That's what he brings to the table.
He's got nice back-to-the-basket moves as well.
Aloisio is going to travel for Delhi at the top of the key. So 2:55 to go first quarter. Walton 11, Delhi 7. Delhi's going to go to the bench here. Logan Akins will come in, as well as another JV call-up, Luke Brannigan. I recognize that name if you're a Delhi fan.
I sure do. I recognize him as playing against Delhi. His brother was tough to handle in every sport he played in.
Yeah, Ben Brannigan was a great point guard, great quarterback, did a little bit of everything for Delhi. Here's Alex Tweedy, his first three-point attempt of the night, no good. Rebound for Brannigan. Brannigan might have gotten fouled there by Tweedy. He got away with one. Delhi quickly back up the floor. Connor Akins finds Aloisio slashing and dashing to the bucket. Can't get the up and under to go. Rebound for Walton. And ahead now for Shane Merwin. Merwin to the high post. Now finding Dylan Jacob for a long three. Left side, no good. Rebound for Aloisio. And he's looking to run like he shot out of a cannon. Aloisio dishes one off. Connor Akins. And they're going to call a charge here on Aloisio on the dish out. Merwin set his feet. Aloisio looks confused on the call.
I think it's a good call.
And he was flying. So a charge called on Aloisio. Here's the team foul situation. Delhi with two, Walton with one. 2:15 to go first quarter. Walton leads by four, 11-7. So here is Dylan Jacob. Gets across the half-court timeline in the Bearcat logo. Live from the BU Event Center. Tonight it's the MAC Championship. Here's Alex Tweedy. Little reverse layup. Won't get it to go. Ball out of bounds off the hands of Rich LaLoche. And it will stay here with the Walton Warriors.
It's too bad he couldn't have corralled that. He did a nice job, boxed out after the shot, just couldn't hold on to the handle.
They'll get it into the corner for Alex Tweedy. Tweedy now finds Beach. Beach for Tweedy. Connor Akins guarding him. Tweedy goes to the high post, finds Gavin Griffin. Griffin now back to the far side for Dylan Jacob. Jacob to the top of the key, looking for options, passes back left side into the corner for Tweedy. He fires up a three and gets it to go. He had Akins right in his face and still buried it.
That was a tough shot. Akins made that difficult. He put it nice and high.
Tweedy's got seven, and it's a seven-point lead. Walton 14, Delhi 7 with a minute and a half to go in the fourth.
Coach Kelly calling for a timeout. The officials don't see him. He's still calling for one.
Brannigan on the left side, and they'll get it here. A minute 24 to go, first quarter. Walton 14, Delhi 7. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:25 to go in the first quarter. Walton 14, Delhi 7. Delhi took a timeout, and they'll have the ball as they come back in. I was surprised the other night when we were at UV how just very willing Coach Kelly was to, he brought some new guys up from JV, threw them right in the fire, and he's not afraid to do it here again tonight either.
They may practice together, too.
Steal here by Walton as they'll get it back to midcourt. Here is Shane Merwin. Merwin across the half-court timeline. Merwin with a little dribble drive back out. Tweedy, straight up three, no good. Rebound here for Rich LaLoche. And an outlet pass to Aloisio. Delhi needs a bucket here, I think.
Absolutely.
And a carry call against Aloisio with a little over a minute to go in the first quarter. Now they've changed the score to 14-8. So I wonder if, you know, kind of like in the first game, there was a little miscommunication between the scorer's table and the scoreboard.
Not quite sure what that is. I got seven.
I'll have to tally mine up in a minute. We'll see if maybe they changed that, but for right now, the board says 14-8.
They did call one a two that we thought might be a three.
So here is Rich LaLoche. He steals it away. Delhi back up the floor with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Brannigan back out. Aloisio. Aloisio in the paint. Lost control of the basketball. And an outlet pass here ahead for Merwin. Merwin tries to take it to the bucket, and it was blocked away there by Logan Aiken. Nice job.
That was a great block. Great hustle off the floor to get to that.
Brannigan back up the floor. Brannigan will find Aikens on the left side with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lost control, but it went right to Nate Kraft. Turnaround hanging in the paint. Can't get it to go. Aloisio comes up with a rebound. Finds Aikens, who puts it in. And it's 14-10 now with 8 seconds to go. Back up the floor. Here is Dylan Jacob. Fires up a three. It's no good. Rich LaLoche with the rebound, and that's going to do it. Brannigan with a heave. Full court. Boy, it whipped the net and came pretty close. But the first quarter's in the books. Delhi trying to hang tough with Walton. Walton 14, Delhi 10. We'll be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes. Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter, Walton 14, Delhi 10. Here's Beach on the left side for three. He got it. Jacob Beach, and he's deadly from downtown when he gets heated up. So that bumps the Walton lead back up to seven. Walton 17, Delhi 10.
They must just practice those long shots, everybody, not just like a lot of times we get into it where the guards or other guys are shooting, but everybody is willing to take a three for them.
Delhi tries to pump it down low to Kraft. It's intercepted here by Tweedy, and Beach's shot out of a cannon back up the floor. Beach to the right side. Now to the left side for Tweedy. Down low for a wide open Dylan Jacob, and he puts it in.
Wow, what a pass.
Dylan Jacob with 6 points, and Walton balloons the lead up to nine, 19-10. Let's see if Delhi can answer. Here's Alex Haight. Back out to Tyler Bruce, and across now for Nate Kraft. Kraft with a dribble drive, hanging in the air, off the glass. The kiss is good. Unbelievable for Nate Kraft.
Great body control in the air.
So here is Dylan Jacob at the half court timeline here. We'll find Beach on the left side, closely guarded by Connor Aiken. And he's going to step out of bounds here with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Delhi is doing a nice job trying to just stay in it right now. Every time Wong goes on a little run, they've had an answer to just keep it within that five-point range or so.
They're going to need to have somebody other than Kraft score, though.
Yeah, Kraft, you mean, they've, you know, really pumped it in down low to him, and he's been able to finish, but somebody else, Aloisio, Haight, Bruce, is going to have to try to step up. Down low to Kraft again. He tries to muscle this one up. It's intercepted and taken away here by Walton. Here is Dylan Jacob. Across now for Beach and into the corner for Merwin. Merwin zips one for Gavin Griffin. Griffin down low absorbs the contact from Nate Kraft, and we'll have the first foul on Crafty with 6:10 to go in the second quarter. Walton 19, Delhi 12.
They're just so aggressive offensively, defensively, on the boards. This is Walton I'm talking about, that it's just hard to withstand it sometimes, especially when they're playing at a high level.
They're just coming at you from all angles, all the time at a high speed. It's hard. Devin Griffin makes the first foul shot. He's got four. Second shot coming with 6:10 to go in the second quarter. Walton 20, Delhi 12. Second shot for Gavin Griffin is good. So make it 21-12 with 6:10 to go in the second quarter. Here's Aloisio up the floor. Left side as Delhi goes left to right. Top of the key. Right side, Alex Hayes. Hayes steps in. Had it punched away from behind by Merwin. Two on two. Back up the floor. Dylan Jacob couldn't hold on. Aloisio comes away with it. Into the paint for Aloisio. Floating jumper is too strong. Connor Akins is there. He tosses it up. That one won't go down. Ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Delhi with 5:48 to go in the second quarter. Again, Walton 21, Delhi 12.
Delhi really needs a bucket.
On the right side of the floor, underneath the basket, this will be Connor Akins. Close to a five-second call. Has to toss it in. Up near midcourt for Alex Hayes, who nicely saves it over to Aloisio. Now for Connor Akins. Dribble drive at the left elbow. Pull-up jumper. Too strong. Rebound. Walton, and they're looking to run. Merwin now will put on the brakes and get across the half-court timeline. Merwin with a chest pass for Beach. Back to midcourt. Finds Dylan Jacob. With 5:25 to go in the second quarter. Walton 21, Delhi 12. Beach on the right side of the floor. Beach stops, gives it back. Gavin Griffin, the big fella again for three, no good. Dylan Jacob with a rebound, has his pocket picked there by Tyler Bruce. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there. A jump ball is going to give it back to Delhi. Looks like Bruce took a little elbow there down low when they were fighting for it on the floor. Appears to be okay, though, and we'll stay in the ball game. With 5:15 to go, second quarter, Walton 21, Delhi 12. So here's Aloisio. Checks with head coach Warren Kelly. Gets the play call as they bring it back up the floor. Aloisio to the right side. Now finding Alex Haight. Haight back to Aloisio. 5 minutes to go before the halftime break. Delhi down low to Nate Kraft, and he puts it up and in. Kraft has 9 points. He's doing everything he can to keep Delhi in this ballgame.
He's doing a real nice job there. Very interesting on defense for Walton. They're playing a zone, but Jacob is going to extend all the way to half court, make the ball handler have to handle it the whole way into the offense and then drop back into the zone. You just don't see that a lot.
4:45 to go in the second quarter. Walton 21, Delhi 14. Here's Bruce to the high post, finds Connor Akins, takes it right to the rim, puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Connor Akins gets it to go. That's a big bucket there for Delhi. Boy, he took a hard foul, too. If you're going to the basket tonight, you're getting punished.
Yeah. Alex Tweedy got a good shot at him. That one counted as a foul.
To the line here, trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play for Akins. No good. Ball is loose on the floor. Aloisio scoops it up. It's still loose. Hot potato. Delhi comes away with it. Somehow Akins pulls back up, wants a three. It's off the mark. Alex Haight with a rebound. Lost it, and they'll say it was last off of Haight as him and Jacob Beach were going toe-to-toe over in the far corner for it.
That was a real nice trip up the floor, though, for Delhi. Even though they didn't get a basket out of that one, they got that nice little play there, got the foul shot. They're getting some more opportunities.
Walton up the floor to the top of the key. Now they'll go for Shane Merwin. Merwin for Beach. Beach dribble drive. He's got springs in his legs. Tosses that one up, can't get it, gets his own rebound, kicks it back out. Merwin straightaway three, rattles out. Rebound is loose and pulled down here by the Walton Warriors. They go back out for Jacob, left side three. That's off the mark, and that's what Delhi needed. They needed a couple of buckets or a couple of possessions where Delhi doesn't get a basket. Now it's intercepted. A long pass by Aloisio is picked off here by Dylan Jacob. He's in transition, and they'll say he got fouled on the floor with 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Well, if you're Delhi, I think someone's got to step in there and absorb that contact as Jacob is just lying in there. And that's how he plays. I don't mean to sound rude, but...
Oh, they play aggressively, especially him. Oh, yeah, he's going 100 miles an hour.
Tries to pass it inbounds, and it's intercepted here. Tyler Bruce with a long pass ahead, two on one if Delhi can hurry. Akins takes it right to the rim. It won't go down. And a rebound here for Jacob Beach. Beach up the floor, takes it to the rim. It's knocked out of his hands and out of bounds with 3.5 to go in the second quarter, and the physical play continues.
It's not going to slow down, no. I don't think.
That's unbelievable as both teams are just flying up the floor. Dylan Jacob underneath the basket, looking for options, finds Beach at the top of the key. Might be who runs out of gas first tonight. Dylan Jacob tries to take it to the bucket, and he is fouled with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. This one will be on Alex Haight. Here's the team foul situation. That'll be 5 on Delhi and 2 on Walton as Dylan Jacob will go to the line. Fantastic all-around athlete for the Walton Warriors, their quarterback for the football team, and similar role here for the basketball team.
Very interesting transition. Obviously, we talked about Ben Brannigan. He did a great job at quarterback. I think he was even better point guard.
Just an update on the out-of-town scoreboard as Jacob misses the first one, and his second one won't go either. Delhi with a rebound. The SK boys with a 37-12 lead over Margaretville in the Delaware League Championship game over at SUNY Delhi. Aloisio goes coast-to-coast, lays it up and in. We got a ball game here, folks. Walton 21, Delhi 18, 3:10 to go in the second quarter. They try to pass it down low, kicked there by Alex Haight, and so possession will stay with the Walton Warriors.
Aloisio is going to have to score more than two for them here if they're going to be in this ball game. It's got to be Kraft, him, and then hopefully they can suck that in enough on Kraft to kick out and hit some threes, hit some long shots.
Here's Dylan Jacob right in front of the Walton student section underneath the basket on the right wing side. Passes one in here for Brett Charles. Charles with a turnaround shot, left it short, rebound for Delhi. As they trail, the Bulldogs trail the Warriors 21-18 with 2:55 to go in the second quarter. Here's Connor Akins. Delhi the 3 seed. He finds Aloisio. Walton is the 1 seed. Aloisio, Tyler Bruce, right side 3 for Bruce. Got it. Tyler Bruce from downtown ties it up at 21.
He felt real good about that one.
Yes,
when he let it go.
And he's fired up a little bit now with 2:35 to go in the second quarter as Delhi trailed by as many as, what, 7 or 9?
It was 7.
And they've crawled back into it here.
I believe it was 9 at one point.
Here's Tweedy finding Dylan Jacob left side. It's off the mark. Rebound for Connor Akins. Delhi has been crashing and windexing the glass hard here. And they'll bring it back up the floor with Tyler Bruce.
Especially Connor Akins. He's done a great job on the defensive glass for Delhi.
Here's Aloisio hanging. Leaves it off for Kraft. Too easy. You can't give him that shot. Timeout taken by Walton. Delhi leads 23-21 with 2:10 to go before the halftime break. We'll be right back on CDO.
Cold winter weather. Tough vehicle starts. Difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2:10 to go in the second quarter. 21 for Walton. They were just up 21-14. Now they trail 23-21 to the Delhi Bulldogs.
That was a great run by Delhi. I didn't know if they had it in them. They just looked like they were kind of struggling for an identity offensively. They get a couple of shots inside. Aloisio, nice drive, kick to the big guy. He's got 11 already.
Yeah, Kraft has played great. Again, a special thank you, and we'll thank you more at halftime to our special sponsors tonight, including SFCU, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney, the Amphenol Corporation, Bainbridge Coin Laundry, and Egley Machine Company of Sydney. 2:05 to go in the second quarter. Delhi by a deuce, 23-21. Here's Dylan Jacob left side. Jacob picks it up, finds Beach at the top of the key. Beach holding on to it, Aloisio right in his shorts. Bruce now guarding Dylan Jacob. Killer cross over there, no travel. Ball goes back to Delhi with 1:50 to go in the second quarter, and I think the smile is ear to ear on Aloisio right now. He's fired up.
They're all feeling a little bounce in their step for sure.
So 1:50 to go before our halftime break. Our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We will hear from Delhi head coach Warren Kelly at the break, as well as get you some more updates from that Delaware League Championship game and give you our first half scoring summary. Here's Tyler Bruce with 1:40 to go here in the second quarter. Passes it down low. Ball is intercepted. Connor Akins tries to put it up. Aloisio off the miss. Gets the rebound. Kicks it back out for Bruce to Akins in the right corner. Now back to the high post for Aloisio. On the floor. Saves it to Kraft. Bump fakes on a three. I thought that might be the one. Back out. Long three there on the far side for Griswold, who just checked into the game. This one is no good, and Walton back up the floor. Walton ahead for Shane Merwin. Merwin back to the top of the key now. Alex Tweedy, the deep three is off the mark. I think that was deflected there by Akins. Rebound for Delhi as we hit a minute to go in the first half. Delhi has battled hard here with the top seed Walton Warriors. Delhi 23, Walton 21. Here's Griswold on the right side. His three ball is no good. Wrestling and scrambling for it. Out of bounds, last touch by Nate Kraft of Delhi. And it's going to go back to Walton. And boy, it is a man's game down low tonight between these two teams.
Definitely physical. I would have expected that. Like you said, if they were playing badminton, it's going to be a physical game.
45 seconds to go before halftime. Here's Beach at the top of the key. Beach finds Gavin Griffin. Griffin for Dylan Jacob on the far side. Goes back to Tweedy. Pump fakes on a three. Akins is right in his grill. Back out Dylan Jacob. NBA three. Got it. Splash there for Dylan Jacob. And he's got 9 points. And it's Walton 24, Delhi 23. 25 seconds to go in the second quarter.
He'll drive and dish for the long bomb.
Right side of the floor here for Michael Griswold. 20 seconds left. Griswold to the high post. Tyler Bruce back out. Aloisio. Aloisio in the paint, dishes off for Kraft, puts it up, misses his own rebound, and finishes it off. Kraft is doing the work of a man down low, and it's 25-24. 5 seconds to go. Here's Beach with a long two at the buzzer. Got it. Jacob Beach with 5 points at our halftime score. Will be Delhi. Well, they put it up on the wrong side of the board, I think, here. But it should be Walton by a point. The officials are going to talk here. I think they might be saying that he didn't get it before the buzzer. I thought he was clearly before the buzzer.
Aloisio still had the ball. The clock hadn't gone off.
Officials are talking about it here. They haven't put it up on the board yet.
I don't know if they didn't start the clock in time or what the deal is.
Oh, they were deciding if it was a two or a three. I thought it was clearly a two, and it was.
Okay.
Walton 26, Delhi 25 at our halftime score here. It's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up when we come back. Boy, whale of a first half here between the Warriors and the Bulldogs. It's Walton 26, Delhi 25. We'll hear from Delhi boys head coach Warren Kelly when we come back on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Marabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Marabito at 1-855-MARABITO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Nate Lull with you here on WCDO. It's the Boys MAC Championship featuring Delhi and Walton, and we're now joined by Delhi head coach Warren Kelly. Coach, thanks for taking some time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Coach, first, before we talk about the championship matchup with Walton, let's go back to a very exciting win over Unadilla Valley in the semifinals on the road. Your thoughts on that as it came really right down to the last possession?
Well, it was a game between two very good teams, and it was an exceptionally hard-fought game on both sides. Neither team really, I thought, had too many mistakes. They replayed a fairly clean game, and I thought Unadilla Valley did as well. And I thought both teams had a hard time stopping each other. I think we were actually just fortunate that they only made one of their two foul shots at the end of the game with roughly 10 seconds left. We secured a rebound because I really did think whoever had the ball last was going to win the game, and we did have it last, and it worked out for us.
I was there to call the game on the radio, and they were at the line with 10 seconds left, and then you got the rebound and came back down. Did you think about calling a timeout there, or did you just want to let the chips go as they would?
I didn't want to call timeout there. We called timeout before, I believe it was Levi Reisenberg, went to the foul line. I was hoping that we could discuss what we were going to do, as well as make him think about the foul shot a little bit longer, because it was a pressure situation. It was a tied game, and now 10 seconds left. So we called timeout, wanted them to think about it, and we wanted to talk about what we were going to do. I felt like I told the guys what I wanted during that first timeout. I was hoping that they were listening, and that the UNL Valley's transition defense would be weaker than if we had called timeout and set up a half-court play. And, you know, Alvisio did what we told him to do. We got the outlet. We told him to attack. We told Nate Kraft if it looked like Alvisio was one-on-one to go set a screen, but Nate's man went to help on Alvisio, and Christian was able to throw a lob pass to Nate for the and-one.
30 points for Nate Kraft, including that last bucket to give you guys the victory. Can you talk about his game? And what I thought was really great was he picked up those two fouls early and was able to really be composed and handle himself the rest of the game to lead you guys.
Yeah, Nate had two fouls early in the first. We took him out to hopefully get him calmed down, and like you said, he stayed very composed, but he didn't want to pick up that third. We felt like things were not necessarily slipping in the first half, but we needed a substitute, and Nate was the best option. He did a great job of being careful, getting vertical, not reaching over and possibly fouling people. Got through that first half. I think we took him out with about 2 minutes left in the second quarter, so he played 6 minutes of the second quarter with two fouls and did a great job with that. Offensively, you know, Nate's just hard to stop. Been on varsity now for 4 years. He's worked very hard at developing his offensive skills. We know that he's a big scoring threat for us, and I think other teams know that as well. So we're going to feed him the ball, and other teams, they have to figure out how they want to stop him. And if they can stop him, hopefully other players that are open will step up and take advantage of those opportunities.
Talking with Delhi Boys head coach Warren Kelly. Coach, moving ahead to the championship game, you take on the number one seed, the Walton Warriors. They've been great all year. What are some of the things that they do well that you're going to have to deal with on Friday?
Yeah, well, Walton is great, 17-2, and had a tremendous year. Things they have going for them that not a lot of teams have, they have five returning starters from last season, so they have a ton of experience. They've played a lot of basketball together, and they have outstanding chemistry. You watch them on film, they are unselfish. They look to get each other the ball. If the teammate has a better shot, they're going to get that teammate the better shot. And the other thing that really stands out to me about Walton is how amazing they push the ball in transition. I mean, if you don't get back on defense, they will score 10 points on layups before you even know what happened. So I know that what point of emphasis for us is we do need to get back on defense, make them earn their offense in the half court. We have to play honest defense in the half court. I think if you try to trap them too much, they're going to, if you're not successful, they're going to find that open man because they do share the ball so well. But yeah, their chemistry as well as their transition play is outstanding.
My last question, Coach, you guys were in the MAC championship last year and defeated Unadilla Valley. What would it mean to be on the floor at BU winning another championship for your school, your community, and your players?
Oh, it would mean a heck of a lot. I know all the teams that have gotten into the top four work very hard at what they're doing. nice reward for all the hard work in the off season. But we are fully aware that Walton wants that as well. You know, they're not going to hand it to us. So it's going to be the team that stays the most composed, I think, and executes the best that's going to win the game. And, you know, we hope we can go back-to-back for the community. And I know we're going to try our hardest. But it would, you know, it always means a lot to have your community proud of you. And we hope win or lose, they are proud of us, to be honest.
Delhi Boys head coach Warren Kelly. Coach, thanks for taking a little time for us, and good luck against Walton in the championship game.
Thank you very much.
This is Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on WCDO.
McDowell & Walker is your all-purpose store with locations in Sydney, Afton, and Delhi. Visit the McDowell & Walker showroom on Mang Drive in Sydney, complete with chainsaws and snowblowers, including Simplicity and Steel. And don't forget those ice melters, from rock salts to calcium chloride, and even pet-safe ice melters. McDowell & Walker also has health supplies and custom feed for all animals, as well as wild bird seed and suet. They offer a big selection of dog and cat food, too, from premium to economical brands. Visit the area's all-purpose store, McDowell & Walker in Afton, Delhi, and on Mang Drive in Sydney. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to 2.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, folks, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. You can call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. The Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. As we wrap up halftime, it's Walton 26, Delhi 25. Nate Lowell and Israel Lorimer with you on WCDO. First half scoring summary. Nate Kraft with 13 for Delhi. And then it was a bunch of twos and threes from there. Tyler Bruce with three. Two apiece for Christian Aloisio, Alex Haight, Connor Akins, and Logan Akins. On the other side for Walton, balanced scoring. Dylan Jacob with nine, Alex Twitty with seven, five apiece from Gavin Griffin and Jacob Beach. And as we said, Nate Kraft's been great, but Delhi's going to have to find someone else to score.
I don't think he's going to single-handedly do this. I mean, obviously, he's going to keep scoring, but I think something outside, if he's going to be that tough inside, throw it in there, have him kick it back out. And it doesn't have to be one person scoring 10. It can be two or three other people scoring a couple here and there.
So we'll get set for the start of the second half. Delhi is in their maroon uniforms tonight with the white trim. Walton in the white uniforms with the black and the orange trim. Walton will have the ball to start the second half. The crowd has been great in here all night at the BU Event Center. It's a great venue. I really like it so far.
I think everybody's enjoying it. The official said the same thing. I know a lot of them from doing all the games. Man, nice spot, huh? There's a golf. Beautiful.
Yeah, we're right here at half court. Great setup. Big thank you to BU for taking good care of us. So Alex Twitty with the ball. Finds Gavin Griffin straightaway three-pointer. No good. Connor Akins with the rebound. We're off and running in the third quarter. It's Walton ahead by a point, 26-25. Delhi with the ball into the corner now for Tyler Bruce. Left side finds Aloisio slashing down low for Nate Kraft. Punched out of his hands. Last touch by Kraft. Ball goes back to Walton.
Walton knows that Aloisio is going to try to feed it to Kraft down there. He's going to have to take a couple of those and make those on that runner to open that back up because they dropped right down to where number 40 was.
Here's Beach left side. Walton with the basketball. Gavin Griffin finds Tweedy right side. Connor Akins guarding him in the man-to-man. Here's Dylan Jacob, finds Shane Merwin. They punch it inside for Gavin Griffin. Griffin with turnaround hook. No, he'll kick it out for Beach. Right side corner, left it short. Not enough mustard on that one, and a rebound here for Connor Akins. Safely into the hands of the freshman guard, Alex Haight. Haight dribbles through traffic, finds Connor Akins. 6:55 to go in this third quarter. Walton 26, Delhi 25. Right side of the floor for Aloisio. Back for Haight at the top of the key. Slower pace here to start the third quarter. First half was like a frantic track meet. Aloisio in the corner for three, air balls it. And a rebound here for Walton back up the floor. Beach almost traveled at midcourt, lost it anyways. Haight with a rebound, three on two if they can hurry. Haight right to the tin, puts it up and in. the freshman Alex Haight with the steal and the finish. And it's Delhi 27, Walton 26, 6:25 to go in the third. Right side of the floor now for Dylan Jacob. Jacob now finds Gavin Griffin at the high post. Walton going left to right. Griffin looking for options, finds Dylan Jacob. Down low for Tweedy, wide open, lays it up and in. And Alex Tweedy now with 9 points. And Delhi lost him on defense, and he was wide open.
Great pass by Dylan Jacobs.
Walton 28, Delhi 27. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor now for Tyler Bruce. Bruce for Aloisio. Aloisio for Connor Akins. Back to Bruce. To Akins in front of his own bench. They feed it down low for Kraft on the baseline. They'll say he stepped out. Going to go back to Walton. And boy, they are collapsing on him very quickly for a double team.
I'm sure Coach Gardepi talked about this at halftime. Guys, if they're going to beat us, it can't be number 40 who beats us. We've got to make sure we know where he is at all time.
So here's Dylan Jacob up the left side of the floor now for the Walton Warriors. It's Walton 28, Delhi 27. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Shane Merwin straight away three. Skims the front of the rim. Rebound to Aloisio. He's off like he's shot out of a cannon. Aloisio finds Alex Haight. Pull-up jumper. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled. And maybe Alex Haight is the guy who's going to score here in the second half. So Haight will head to the line. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Of course, a lot of fans will recognize his last name from his athletic family. And he's the next in a great chapter here for Delhi as Haight puts the first one up and in. He's got five. Second one coming here for Haight. Tied 28-28 between Walton and Delhi. Boys MAC Championship live tonight at the BU Event Center in Binghamton. Second shot no good. Dylan Jacobs skies for a rebound and back up the floor he comes. Crossing the Bearcat logo at midcourt. Alex Haight guarding him. They'll dish it off for Gavin Griffin. Griffin to the right side of the floor. Now finds Jacob in front of his own bench. Down low for Tweedy. Spin move back out. Gavin Griffin straight away three. The big fella can't get it to go. Rebound loose on the floor. Kraft will scoop it up. And here comes Alex Haight. Haight to the midcourt timeline in front of the scorer's table. Now gets into the paint. Little floating runner for Alex Haight. Gets it to go. He's got 7 points. And he's doing the scoring for Delhi in the second half. They lead 30-28.
The freshman's come to play here.
Dylan Jacob, the spin move, dirty, puts it in. And he's into double figures with 11. He
so
will
smooth.
Not be denied.
So smooth. Left hand.
Crossing the half-court timeline, Aloisio now finds Alex Haight in front of his own bench. 4.5 to go, third quarter, tied up at 30. Here's Aloisio, is fouled by Dylan Jacob. And boy, those two have been going toe-to-toe with each other. Aloisio looked like he had a quick step on him, and then they got tied up. Are they going to call a jump ball here? I don't know. Did they? I don't see where they called the foul, or did they?
I think they called a foul. They called a foul on, but it could have been a jump ball. I thought it was. Maybe his hand slipped off, and he got his wrist.
Here is Akins on the right side of the floor. We're back underway, and now a double dribble is called on Delhi, and we remain tied 30-30 midway through the third quarter.
I'm not sure where he put his other hand on that.
Yeah. Wouldn't this be fitting? The two semifinal games were instant classics. The consolation game last night between UV and Sydney was a barn burner. It was great. And here we are in the championship game tied up at 30. 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Dylan Jacob, right side for three, rattles out. Rebound Tyler Bruce for Delhi. Bruce up the right side of the floor as they go right to left. Bruce crosses the Bearcat logo at midcourt to Aloisio, right back to Bruce. See if you agree with me here, is that pace has slowed down a little bit here in the second half.
I think on purpose by Warren Kelly.
Beach with a steal, takes it down and wants to lay it up and in, and he does. Beach with 7 points, and Walton retakes the lead 32-30 after the steal and the finish.
That's just not, I mean, I haven't seen Delhi play a lot, but that's not, I don't think you can really try to keep up with Walton in that kind of pace.
Aloisio, top of the key, goes to the right side corner here for Connor Akins, down low for Kraft. Kraft immediately double-teamed, forces it up but can't get it to go. Aloisio tips it out of bounds, amazingly quick there. He was the last one to touch it, so it stays with Walton.
Nice rebound down there by Gavin Griffin.
And up the floor, here comes Dylan Jacob. Just an update from that South Courtright and Margaretville Delaware League contest. SK leading 45-38, so Margaretville making a little comeback there in that boys game over at SUNY Delhi. Here is Alex Tweedy Back for Shane Merwin. He wants an NBA range three, and he got it. Shane Merwin, actually his first basket tonight, gives Walton a 35-30 lead with 2:55 to go in the third quarter. Aloisio across the half-court timeline. And to the left side here for Alex Haight. And a timeout will be taken here by the Delhi Bulldogs. 2:50 to go in the third. Walton 35 and Delhi 30. We'll be right back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
2:50 to go in the third. It's Walton 35, Delhi 30. Delhi needs to keep this close, I think. Can't let that lead balloon back up to 7 or 9.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see Kraft at the high post against that zone. Switch Akins down low for a little while and see what that gives you for different looks here instead of having him down at that low block all the time.
Aloisio gets it in. They'll find Kraft down low in the paint. Left it short. Good look for Kraft. You don't see him miss many of those, and he came up short. Here's Beach, left side of the floor as Walton goes left to right. Baseline drive, dishes for Merwin. Back to Beach. Beach across now for Tweedy. Tweedy pump fakes, finds Gavin Griffin. They go down low here for Dylan Jacob, and he puts it up and in. Just muscled it down low against Alex Haight and was able to finish it off.
That's a nice matchup for them in the post because he is strong.
Here's Aloisio as Delhi trails 37-30. Takes it to the rim. It won't go. Rebound loose, and Griffin comes away with it. Walton trying to push it. Ahead of 2-on-1. It goes to Dylan Jacob, and he puts it up and in. Jacob with 15. Timeout is taken. And Walton has matched their biggest lead of the game. It's Walton 39, Delhi 30, with 2:08 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ball is loose on the floor. It's out of the timeout. It's a wrestling and scrambling scrum here. Right in front of our broadcast position at midcourt as Delhi lost control of the basketball. Off the bottom of the pile, they'll say it was a jump ball. It's going to stay with Delhi. So a minute 58 to go in the third. Walton's been on a little run here, matching their biggest lead of the game, 9 points.
And that's what they can do to you right here. Oh, he almost got another steal.
That was a steal by Dylan Jacob. He got tied up there with Logan Akins. Ball out of bounds. It goes back to Delhi. Interesting move here as they've kind of gone back to bringing in some of the bench players for Delhi. Bruce is going to get a little bit of a break, as well as Aloisio.
Well, Lash did a nice job on the boards when he was in there earlier.
He did. I would have full confidence in these guys coming in. Just interesting to see the timing that he chooses with it sometimes. Here is Brannigan, gets down the floor. Brannigan back for Akins, but Brannigan was fouled on a reach-in with a minute 50 to go in the third. And so Merwin will be whistled for the foul. Here's the team foul situation. None in the second half for Delhi. That's 4 on Walton. So Delhi will get it in. They try to pass it down low to Rich Lalonde. Puts it up. Won't go down. Rebound for Brannigan right on the end line. Finds Alex Haight. Takes it to the rim. That won't go. Rebound for Beach, who gets tied up with Lalonde. Jump ball is going to give it to Walton.
interesting what I was talking about. When they brought Lalash in, he's now on the block, and Kraft is at the high post, so he feels comfortable doing that. I think you're going to see that a little bit more here to just try to get Crafty some other looks.
Delhi looking to get a stop here and maybe get another run. They trail by 9. They did it once and came back right before the half. They now trail 39-30. Beach into the corner for Tweedy. Tweedy skips across the top of the defense for Merwin. Merwin back for Jacob, and they are just moving that ball around the cylinder. Far side, Tweedy, spot up 3, no good. Brannigan with a good box out and a rebound. So we come up on 1:10 to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor as they try to go there. Into the corner for Alex Haight, kicked out of bounds by Dylan Jacob. And boy, what a motor on this guy.
It
just doesn't stop.
He doesn't need to come out either.
Here for Alex Haight at the top of the key. Haight gets around his man, spots up for a jumper. Got it. Alex Haight from the left elbow with 9 points. He's doing a great job.
Keep stroking it, young man. Keep stroking it.
Yeah, he's the one that's got the hot hand in the second half is Nate Kraft. 13 in the first half, none so far in the third quarter. 39-32, Walton on top. Here's Dylan Jacob, gets in the paint, down low. Can't get the shot to go, but they'll say he traveled with 43 seconds left.
Well, obviously, Coach Gardapi and the Warriors did a real nice job at halftime saying, hey, Purdy can't score 13 again in the second half here. We know it going into the game. The guy's in the league MVP a couple of times, or at least last year. I mean, he's a good, good player.
Left side of the floor here for Connor Akins has his pocket picked by Merwin, 2-on-1. Merwin gets it back from Dylan Jacob and finishes it off.
What a pass back from Jacobs.
And now a steal by Beach. Beach dishes one off. Dylan Jacob again up and in. He's got 17. Timeout taken by Delhi with 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. Boy, just huge pressure from Walton, and they lead 43-32. Unselfish play all the way around. We're going to step away for 30 seconds to be right back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
13 seconds to go in the third quarter. Nate Lull, Israel Lorimer with you on WCDO. Walton 43, Delhi 32 is what's been the difference here for Walton.
You know what? They're relentless on defense. The unselfishness here, Coach Tweedy talking, or Coach Gardner talking about that. That was just a great little play there. They just keep playing. They keep coming at you. They really don't lose a step as the game goes along. They don't get tired. You know, like you said, great motors, and not just from Jacobs. From Shane Merwin, he's having a really nice half.
10 seconds left. They'll bring it down the floor. A shot from Tristan Olsen is no good. 2 seconds left. They get it back. Brannigan at the buzzer. He won't get it off. And the third quarter's in the books with the score Walton 43, Delhi 32. Fourth quarter coming up to decide the MAC championship on WCDO.
Attention young adults. Are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today. 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area to get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no-pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the fourth quarter, live from the BU Event Center. Nate Lowell, Israel Lormer with you on WCDO tonight. Also WCDOsports.com, our web stream courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Walton boys leading Delhi 43-32. Delhi with the basketball. They have 8 minutes to try to save a chance at the MAC championship. Left side of the floor for Alex Hayes. They go down low for Nate Kraft, who has 13 points. Has not scored in the second half. He gets tied up here. Possession arrow. Let's see. Possession arrow is going to go back to Walton, it looks like. The arrow is...
I know, but you guys got it at the half.
7:40 to go in the fourth quarter.
Delhi just got the ball.
They hadn't switched
it. Quarter. Yeah.
And so, as you can imagine, the Delhi fans were not pleased.
No. Never.
So at the top of the key here is Dylan Jacob. And it looks like, the shot clock hadn't been reset, so they will have an official timeout here to fix that.
Nate Kraft's getting the ball. He's getting at least double, sometimes a triple team down in there. They got two things going on. They got a shot clock issue, and they still have it at Walton, and Walton just got the ball, so they got to switch it back over.
So trying to get things all situated over at the scorer's table, make sure that it's okay. With 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter, Walton 43, Delhi 32. They get a fresh 35 on the shot clock. Now they'll reset it down to 23. And so Walton will get the basketball in. They'll find Alex Tweedy at the top of the key. Now back off for Dylan Jacob. Clock is in the favor of the Walton Warriors as they try to win the MAC championship here. A steal? No, it's taken right back by Beach. And Beach ahead now for Dylan Jacob. Jacob at the top of the key, holding on to it here, zips it down low, finds Merwin, who couldn't quite hold on. And ball taken away here by Alex Tate. Delhi won the MAC last year. They're trying to defend their title, but they trail 43-32 with 7:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Foul is going to be on Walton as they bring it up the floor. That'll be on Beach. So four team fouls against Walton, none on Delhi in the second half. Here is Akins at midcourt. Now gets it back to Hayes to Aloisio on the right side. Aloisio with the basketball. Goes to Tristan Olsen at the high post. Now back out for Hayes. 20 on the shot clock. Aloisio in the corner. Dribble drive in the paint. Lost it. And here comes Dylan Jacob back down the floor. Jacob with a bounce pass finds Gavin Griffin. Griffin will travel with 6:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Still a 43-32 game. So Delhi has kind of picked it up a little bit here on defense. They just have not been able to score. So Delhi will bring it back up the floor here with Connor Aiken. Nate Kraft has got to find a way to try to get back in this game as this one slips through the hands there of Alex Haight. And it goes back to the Walton Warriors with 6:40 to go in the fourth. And here comes Dylan Jacob back up the floor for the Warriors. Sets it up on offense. Again, Walton leads Delhi 43-32 in the MAC championship. Right side of the floor for Tweedy. And he will get it into the corner now for Merwin. Back to Tweedy. The little give and go won't go as he overshot the rim. Connor Akins with another rebound. Akins to midcourt. Akins to the top of the key now. Glances off a little deflection. Gets into the paint. Dishes one off for Kraft, and it's out of bounds. And I think sometimes Delhi's just got to shoot that ball instead of trying to dish it to Kraft there.
I think he had a nice look at that one.
Yeah. 6:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Walton 43, Delhi 32. Delhi's got to find a way to get some more stops on defense and put the ball in the basket. Walton trying to hold tough. Left side, Dylan Jacob, who has 17 points tonight. Finds Tweedy down low, and he puts it up and in. Tweedy with 11 points, and it's 45-32. Walton on top with 5:50 to go. Aloisio at the half-court timeline. Aloisio to the high post for Tristan Olsen. Now back left side for Haight. Haight with a little floater to Nate Kraft. Kraft goes up, and he's fouled. Underneath the basket. And Kraft will go to the line. Maybe this will jumpstart him. Foul is on Gavin Griffin. And so Gavin Griffin will step to the line. Or excuse me. Nate Kraft will step to the line after the foul against Gavin Griffin. With the Walton student section screaming their heads off directly behind the basket. First one is good for Kraft. He's got 14. South Courtright boys. Back ahead, 58-37 over Margaretville, so it looks like the Rams will win the Delaware League title this year against Margaretville. Girls won earlier, and the boys looking to win here tonight over at SUNY Delhi. Kraft goes 2 for 2. He's got 15, and it's Walton 45, Delhi 34. Not out of the question yet, with 5:35 to go in the fourth. Here's Beach, takes it right to the rim, lays it up and in. Jacob Beach with 9 points now, and it's 47-34 with 5:20 to go in the fourth. Right side of the floor for Aloisio.
Delhi ever needed a bucket. This is it.
This is it. Tristan Olsen down low, back out. Aloisio straightaway three, left it short, out of bounds. Been a tough night. Aloisio only with 2 points.
He doesn't have a lot of good looks either, though.
They've made it tough on him. They really have. Walton in the backcourt. They find Shane Merwin. Merwin for Beach. Beach dribble drive. Gets across the half-court timeline safely. Now to Merwin into the corner for Tweedy. Spot up for three. Left it short. Rebound Tristan Olsen of Delhi. The clock really starting to become the enemy here of the Bulldogs. With 4:55 to go, fourth quarter. Walton leading 47-34. Haight with a pull-up three. No good. Kraft the rebound. Puts it up and in. Nate Kraft now with 17. Starting to come alive. Walton 47, Delhi 36. Ball tapped out of bounds. It'll remain with the Walton Warriors. Tyler Bruce coming back in. Tristan Olsen to the bench.
Now, I know Alex Haight didn't hit that shot, but it's kind of the same thing that's going on with the girls' game. Kids got to start taking shots.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what opens up some other things. Got to take open looks. Cannot go past.
Let's keep it right here during this timeout with 4:42 to go in the fourth quarter. I want to thank some of our special sponsors, including the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Catskill Mountain Embroidery of Delhi, Walton Booster Club, Taxmaster in Bainbridge and Afton, the Easy Fill Propane Pump Station between Bainbridge and Afton, Delaware County Fair, the DA Varsity Club, Core Full Janitorial Service of Bainbridge, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, RC Sales Service and Towing of Sydney, and Nana's Keepsakes, Flowers and Gifts of Bainbridge. And it is final. The SK boys win the Delaware League Championship 58-37. So the SK boys will be the 2 seed in that D bracket, where Delhi is the 4 seed. They could bump into each other down the road. Back underway. Here's Merwin for a spot-up three-pointer from the right side. No good. Rebound for Walton, but Tweedy went over the back. And they whistle him for the foul with 4.5 to go.
Outstanding box out by Connor Aikens on that. He just wouldn't let him get there, wouldn't let him get there, and finally reached over and got the foul.
And so Delhi will bring it back up the floor with Aloisio. 4.5 to go. Still time, but Delhi needs some buckets, and they need it fast.
The team fouls could come into play here with Delhi starting to shoot the bonus on the next foul.
Aloisio straight away splits through the defense, tries to pass it down low for Kraft. Kraft, the turnaround shot up and in, and he's fouled. Kraft now with 19. He's starting to really come back alive after a very quiet third quarter. 4:13 to go. Walton 47, Delhi 38. Kraft to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. So Nate Kraft steps to the line, takes an extra deep breath here. Go a long ways towards getting Delhi back in. He puts it in. Kraft now with 20. And Walton will bring it back up the floor. Here is Dylan Jacob. Walton 47, Delhi 39. 8-point lead with 4 minutes to go. We've seen a lot of bigger leads evaporate this week in Mac boys basketball play. It seems like a 10-point lead is not safe anywhere. Here's Gavin Griffin, left side. Down for Alex Tweedy. Backs down into the paint. Turnaround shot, no. Good defense there by Aikens. They give it to Gavin Griffin. He takes it inside and muscles it up and in. Gavin Griffin with 7.
Nice cut. Very nice cut for the basket by the big guy.
Here's Aloisio. Dumps it off for Kraft, and he's fouled again with 3:39 to go. 10-point lead. Walton, 49. Delhi, 39. And Kraft to the line. They've found a way to get him the basketball again. Kraft is starting to make an impact. He's got a game-high 20 so far.
It's been a dribble drive to get it to him, not just a traditional throw it into the post.
So Kraft steps up to the line. First shot is good for the big man from Delhi, the senior who joined the 1,000 career point club earlier this season. Believe it or not, we've had 10 local players reach 1,000 points this year. I've never seen anything like it.
We had two nights over BG this year.
Second one up and good for Kraft. He's got 22.
That's incredible.
49-41 with 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Dylan Jacob. A charge is taken by Nate Kraft. He planted his feet in the floor, absorbed the contact, and handled it.
That's a big play. This is an eight-point game right now. There's a lot of time lost.
Timeout, Walton. Delhi's back in this game. 3:35 to go in the fourth. Walton 49, Delhi 41. We'll be right back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Frazier Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Frazier Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Frazier Builders of Franklin.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Delhi with the ball. Here's Connor Akins with the shot. No good. Kraft with the tip rebound. Puts it in. Kraft has 24. It's Walton 49, Delhi 43 with 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Jacob Beach back up the floor. Crosses half court. Beach puts on the brakes. Now finds Shane Merwin. Out of the timeout. Let's see what Walton decided to do offensively to try to get the spark back. Here's Beach with Aloisio right in his shorts. Tries to get around a pick there by Tweedy and does. Beach steps back, wants an NBA three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Tweedy cleans up the rebound and puts it in. Alex Tweedy with 13 points, and it's Walton 51, Delhi 43, 2:50 to go.
Wow, what a big rebound and a putback right there.
Huge. Left side for Haight. They go down low for Kraft. He lost it in the post, and it goes right into the hands of Dylan Jacob. Just lost the handle. Jacob up the floor. Walton taking their time with 2:35 to go. They lead 51-43. Delhi needs a stop. It hits Tyler Bruce there. He didn't see it coming. Bounced off his chest and right into the hands of Shane Merwin. Merwin for Gavin Griffin now with 2:25 to go. Inside for Tweedy. Tweedy up off the glass and good. He's just trying to take over this game and put his seal on it. It's Walton 53, Delhi 43. Aloisio finds Haight in the corner. Haight left side. Delhi in their own offensive end for Aloisio. Delhi needs some urgency here. Delhi to the high post. They go back out. Here's Haight left side three. Got it. Alex Haight with 12 points. Timeout taken by Delhi with 2 minutes to go. It's Walton 53, Delhi 46. We'll be back on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's Walton 53, Delhi 46. You have a feeling this could go down to the wire, but Alex Tweedy's doing everything he can to put it away for Walton.
He has really stepped up. That's a guy who really wants to take this game home here. You know, you got a senior playing in the championship game, and he has really come to play in this last couple of minutes.
Credit to Delhi. They have not quit. They've been right in this game and trying to get one more last little push to get back in. Tyler Bruce with a foul as Merwin tries to bring it up the floor with 1:56 to go.
Well, I'm sure Coach said to him, if they get in a foul situation, that's their first foul of the half. So they had a you can push it a little here on defense. Take a foul or two. There's a second.
So there's a foul quickly on the inbounds play. Here's our team foul situation. Walton has 9. Delhi now with 2. So inbounds pass here for Shane Merwin. Merwin left side of the floor. Merwin holding on to it. Walton is willing to just choose some clock here. A lot of things going in their favor, including the score 53-46 with a minute 40 to go. Here's Beach on the right side. Beach gets fouled there by Connor Akins. Walton 53, Delhi 46. That's the third foul on Delhi. Still a long way to go. So Dylan Jacob will inbound on the far side of the floor. Walton trying to capture their first league championship since the 07-08 season. It's been a long time since they've been able to bring home the MAC championship. Trying to do it here tonight. Minute 25 to go. A reach-in foul by Tyler Bruce. Still Walton 53, Delhi 46. Our girls game earlier today. BG defeating Walton 48-40 in that championship contest. So BG wins the girls. Walton maybe trying to win the boys here with a minute 20 to go. Walton working the ball around. Here is Shane Merwin. Merwin at the top of the key. Splits the defense. Goes to Tweedy. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. A minute 10 on the game clock. Here's Merwin back up near midcourt. Dribble drive. Finds Dylan Jacob. They're doing an excellent job of just chewing up this clock. And now finally a foul by Alex Haight. It's been a very even game besides those two runs by Walton where they would push it up to 8 or 9. I feel like that's been the difference.
Especially the one in the second half here. Delhi's never really recovered from that.
So here's Merwin at half court. Fouled by Tyler Bruce with 59 seconds to go. That's the fifth team foul here. No, that's the sixth against Delhi, excuse me. Walton 53, Delhi 46, so one more for Delhi, trying to put Walton on the line. Here's Aloisio, fouls Merwin at midcourt with 56 seconds to go.
It's funny, Tyler Bruce is guarding him, but he's got four fouls. Unless they want him to foul out, somebody else had to come out and foul him. I think he had one going into that stretch and picked up three quick ones because his guy had the ball.
56 seconds to go. This will be Shane Merwin, the senior at the line, trying to maybe put the icing on the Walton cake here. With 56 seconds to go, Walton 53, Delhi 46. Merwin, first one, rattles in. Hit the front of the rim, and then he got the shooter's touch to go down.
One and one's always touchy.
Walton 54, Delhi 46. No matter what happens, make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have our three awards, offense, defense, and all-purpose. Merwin gets the second. He's got 7 points. It's Walton 55, Delhi 46. Left side of the floor for Kraft. He's going to take it right in. Kraft off the back of the rim. No good. Ball is tipped back out to Tyler Bruce. He spots up for three. Bruce can't get it to go. Rebound here for Beach. Ahead now for Merwin with 40 seconds left. Now for Tweedy. Tweedy's going to lay it up and in. Alex Tweedy with 17. 35 seconds to go. Delhi leads 55-46. Aloisio gets into the paint. He tries the floater. That won't go. Tweedy with a rebound, and Walton can smell it now. With 25 seconds left, they're going to run out the clock. Walton 55, Delhi 46. First league championship since the 07-08 season. Big win here for Walton tonight as they are going to run out the clock. Shot clock is off, back up near midcourt. Dylan Jacob will run out the clock. Walton 57. Delhi 46 is going to be our final score. A victory here tonight for Walton. Post-game show coming up. A MAC championship for the Walton Warriors. Good sportsmanship as Nate Kraft is shaking some hands on his way off the floor here with the Walton Warriors. Hard-fought battle. Walton comes out on top.
Wow, that was quite a run they put on there in the third quarter to kind of lengthen it out there, put it to 10, and they just never really looked back. A couple nice steals. Great unselfish play on a couple of those breaks between Tweedy and Jacobs. Also, Shane Merle was really nice pass on a couple of those, and they just never really recovered from that.
So our final score, Walton 57, Delhi 46. Post-game show coming up on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive.
Banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. The Walton boys defeat Delhi 57-46 for the 2018 MAC Championship. First league title for Walton since the 2008 season. Fantastic victory here for the number one seed in the tournament. They played great all season, really earned this one here tonight.
Yeah, they did a really nice job. They did all the things we thought they were going to do. The only thing that kind of surprised me, we only saw it once, was the 1-2-1-1. That press, Dyer was able to break it. Maybe that's why they didn't run it very easily. But other than that, they're just relentless defensively. Offensively, they've got a lot of skill guys. They're not afraid to take shots. No one's afraid to take shots. They hit the boards, and they're unselfish when they do get out in those break situations.
Let's go through our scoring summary first here for Delhi. A game-high 24 points for Nate Kraft. He was tremendous. Alex Haight with 12. 3 for Tyler Bruce. 2 apiece for Christian Aloisio. 2 for Connor Akins. 2 for Logan Akins. So normally Aloisio and Akins score a little bit more, and I think that might have been the difference tonight.
I think it was absolutely different, especially with them playing a zone and Kraft being able to score that much against the zone. You have to have that outside threat, and Alex Haight started doing that a little bit. Connor Akins had a really nice night on the boards. He had about 10 boards. But, you know, in a tight game like that against a real physical team like that, you've got to get some other scoring from two of those other guys that score on a regular basis.
For Walton, some very balanced scoring. 17 points apiece for Dylan Jacob and Alex Tweedy. 9 for Jacob Beach. 7 apiece for Shane Merwin and Gavin Griffin. So your starting five all scored. Nobody else scored, and they all did a very nice job of spreading that out. So let's go through our awards now. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that tonight to Delhi's Nate Kraft. 24 points, 13 in the first half, and then he was very quiet in the third and then exploded in the fourth quarter.
It was funny because, obviously, in that Walton locker room, they talked about Nate Kraft can't score, 30 tonight, guys, and us win. He almost did anyway, but they knew that they needed to shut that down. In the second half, he was getting double teams, triple teams, and Walton knew that the Delhi guys were going to pass the ball to him when they did drive, so.
What's up? Up next is our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDL. We wanted to give that tonight to Dylan Jacob from Walton. 17 points, but boy, he's just an animal out there, running all over the place, steals, diving, loose balls, you name it. He was great.
They have an interesting twist on their zone where he extends all the way to half court and make sure that the point guard has pressure. In a lot of zones, the point guard's able to walk right into the offense at the top of the key, and he makes sure that can't happen, and then he drops back into that zone because he's so quick and so athletic.
Lastly, it's our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that tonight to Alex Tweedy. 17 points for Walton. And I thought when Delhi did make that last run in the fourth quarter, he got some big-time buckets that really just put this one on ice.
Yeah, according to my numbers, he had 9 in the first three quarters, and then he had 8 in that fourth quarter, and they were all big ones, and they were in big spots, and a lot of them were layups. He had that nice little move back to the basket, but the senior really stepped up at a time when they needed somebody to do that, and they did a great job right at the end, especially Alex Tweedy.
Huge win here tonight for Walton, 57-46. to win the MAC championship. So the BG girls win earlier today, 48-40 over Delhi, and then the Walton boys defeat Delhi 57-46 to win their first MAC championship since 2008. Great stuff here tonight. Great venue down here at BU, the event center. I think this was a big hit, at least in my book. This was fantastic.
Well, we knew going in that this was an awesome nice place down here, and I think they did a great job. They've been very welcoming to us, and congratulations go out to Bob Conway and the girls from Bainbridge Guilford and to Coach Gardepi and his boys from Walton. Congratulations. Great job.
Both teams will head into sectional play. The Walton boys are the number one seed in the Section 4 Class C tournament. Keep an eye on that, folks, because the 8-9 game right below them, Sydney against Newark Valley. Can you imagine if Sydney wins and gets to play Walton? World War III going on over at Walton.
I'm sure they would like that game.
So that could be a lot of fun for a second-round matchup. The Delhi boys, I think, could make a lot of noise in the Class D bracket. They're a 4 seed, which puts them on the same side as defending champion Newfield. They lost to Newfield in the championship game last year. Newfield went all the way to the state championship and lost. But, you know, Delhi's going to make some noise. They got a lot of great pieces for a Class D team.
Well, especially when you're looking at Nate Kraft in a Class D school scenario, that's going to just be tough to handle for a lot of those other teams. I mean, obviously you're talking about the best team in the section as far as Class C goes with Walton, or at least the number one seed. So that's a tough thing for them because every one of their starters is super athletic and they're long.
Yeah. You know, and Walton is a team, and I think there's some other MAC teams who are built for it, but a lot of people ask me about the Class C sectional bracket, and I always say it's tough to get through the IAC schools. The Moravias, you know, of course, Moravia won a state championship last year, and you got to deal with the other IAC schools that are always going to be tough from out that way. So you got to get through those schools, and you have to play physical. You have to have a strong starting five, and I think Walton has all the pieces. Some of the other MAC schools, you know, UV, is going to be tough. Sydney's going to be tough. So hopefully a good representation for the MAC.
Yeah, I think this is one of the it's a stronger year than it has been in the past just because of those types of things. There's also a strong player in each one of those teams.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to see how sectionals shakes out here. And it all starts next week. So again, BG, our girls champion. Walton, the boys champion. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. And Israel Lormer, thanks for joining me tonight.
Oh, no problem. Anytime you ask me, I'll come do a game with you, buddy.
I'm going to hold you to that. So, again, our final score of the boys' game, Walton 57, Delhi 46. For Israel Lormer, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night. We'll talk to you next week on CDO Sports.